wrote there was the 20, but I'm gonna ask you. Well, there, the scanner says it's on, the scanner key is it's run, is it?
But yeah.
Is that right? Once a week, and he said the number one issue is well there. He said, all you have is the account, he said, you don't have a race driver.
Yeah.
You don't have the amount. He said, the only thing you've got in the county is the account. And he said, the number one issue is well there. And that was the big point of contention, and that's why the conservatives made the games that made. He takes it as a good omen for us, because cannabis is indicative of the mood of the people. As the St. Louis stands,
Well, yeah, there'll still be a few people who will be this week saying, rather be a non-thing, they can't figure that out, and they'll say, well, because you have it set with the term peace
is at hand.
Which is a slight overstatement, but it was set in a context that they picked it out, but nevertheless, that's done. I say now, culture day, people are not, because we've never done before. How do you answer that?
I think you answer it by saying that we are going to achieve a peaceful negotiated settlement.
We're confident that we've made a major step toward that direction, but we're not going to do it before the election. Unless it can't be the right kind of peace, that's what they're supposed to say.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, the week before the election would be a long time, unless,
sure,
in all the cases, well, enough.
It said we're not going to do it before the election.
Well, then I would make a very strong point about that. We know that we are going to negotiate a settlement with honor. But we are not going to do it in time for the election because to do so would be misinterpreted, misunderstood, and we're just not going to be put in that position by the Vietnamese. I just said, Senator Trump, we're not going to be put in the position of being here for an election time to win this country. It's the wrong thing to let it be injected into domestic politics. I don't want it to be in the domestic political arena. That's the right answer. But you've got enough hope up to do it now being settled, and you've got all of them. So, columnists from both sides writing it pretty favorably. I must say, I've been amazed. Somebody in the news, somebody said this morning in the meeting that Simmons were unhappy with the best. That's a problem.
It's not true with Simmons.
No, it's not true with me. I talked to Lois down on Sunday. He said that they were really unhappy. Have you seen me?
No, I said Henry Stahl at Lovestone today.
Good question. I talked to Lovestone Sunday and he smiled. He was terrified that we were going to get a coalition that would tripartite
network
group that would have power pending elections. And leaving the power with two pending elections was all Lovestone cared about.
Sure,
he sees that. That whether the national council, wherever it is, ever comes to an agreement, doesn't make any difference. You've got two in power.
January of 1973.
Jacksonville should be a good one.
tough process to challenge. You know? The way in which the commission has ruled it is it only upset a couple of people not really want to invest a lot of money to go in and play in that commission with a one-eyed shot. But yeah, I guess it's a good shot.
But I mean, how can we do much about the commission?
Well, I think the bridges. He was up here with me Sunday watching the CBS show. He is a nut cutter.
Oh, I know.
Nobody loves a nut cutter. That is true. You know, he reopened the primetime access for this weekend.
Good.
But he reopened it with a statement saying that the options before the commission are to relax it, which NBC and CBS want, or tighten it even further, which might give the affiliates and ABC involved. So we put it either way. In other words, it's a marvelous sort of downwards. Put it either way, and you get it delivered. So, that works, we understand that. That is one very big economic tool we have to rely on. But what you just found in the wall is that they keep rolling, and they've gotten away at it. They ask to see him, and I'll say no. Don't see him, see him after the
track.
That would have been the truck. And that old one. I don't know what CBS is going to run that second wing segment. They announced it the last time. It was announced during the day. And then they put it out. Well, that was sandbags and doing it after. That was the way the weather was carried. They're having a lot of news since then.
You'll see them come out.
They're a problem. Today I got a report that they cut it in half. It was a 12-minute segment. They cut it down to 5 minutes. And deciding whether to use it this week or not. I think that Haley knows if they use it, but that's... I'll say it on that's it. That's you told me that. I'll get very clear. Call it that conversation. It does have an impact on the government. It works just for a few days. That's what we care right now. It's had some that I'm sure is absolutely convinced that trip up to New York early things changed very significantly. CBS only through NBC has not been too good. NBC is very strict as far as basically to
pretty much expect that. After the government's a free press, I don't expect everything to be done. I'm not religious all the time. I expect them to be correct to live in there, but I just want to have our I want to have equal time, that's all.
They should be equal.
That's all. That's what they should all be. They're basically liberal. That's their problem. You know, we really stuck on each other. Those assholes on the president. And professors over the country, ministers, jet set, Christ, all that, are up to that moral of everything they stand for is going to be repudiated. That's what their problem is.
So the ministers,
and therefore, that's an actual blame on the government.
Where it really comes down.
Terrible. They look, they, how do you get chicken shit? I mean, he deserves the chicken shit to brand the candidate.
But that's what they're going to do. They can't admit that the country left now. It's really bad.
That's right.
The country really left these guys. The council of churches, the presidents of the Ivy League schools, the Greenwich Connecticut, the super liberal. These people are just not in touch with reality. They must be killing us. They really must be killing us.
How's it that trans people are? And they're not getting the about 10 days.
I remember that.
He was the darling. He was doing the dance with the Italians. And he was romancing the ladies. They were his embracing. Now you don't even see Sharpe. He's just kind of gone. As I said, the only thing that's pathetic to see him is that he was missing. And then this outrageous thing. But I thought he made the most outrageous with the stabbing.
I think it's true a little bit from that line of how vicious their campaign
was.
Even Cronkite mentioned it last night. They're not picking up the organizing and demonstrations.
But they're not, they're picking up the name calling.
They're picking up the mudslinging and the name calling. That they are looking at. And as a matter of fact, the piece that reported today.
They were picked up very negatively.
They were?
Yes, sir.
It was picked up as a...
Well, it was couched in kind of a negative phrase. It was an extreme. And his harshest and most extreme statement today was on the committee. They're beginning to characterize his difference. But he is not making any... Drew isn't making any points. Eunice is not making any points.
Not a lot of people, but the government's going to